I think that really gets to the heart of one of the big pieces of legislation that our team is championing, and that's the RAINS Act. You know, so many times Congress will pass laws that when they get to the executive branch, all of a sudden they've turned into a completely different animal and they become a monster in their own right, taking on a life of its own. And so I think there is actually the intent and the spirit of the law as it is written. And I think in so many cases, the intent was good, but they've kind of taken some artistic freedoms and liberties when they get to the regulator side and the administrative side on what exactly that means. And so for us, the RAINS Act, which would effectively rein in the administration when it comes to these regulatory agencies, particularly when it hits about $100 million industry impact or more, it brings it back to Congress for an up or down vote on these rules and regulations, which I think is really critical because you can't fire bureaucrats in a basement in Washington. You can fire a member of Congress, but you can't fire a bureaucrat, and that's a problem. So we want to make sure that we're taking on the regulatory environment in a way that makes sense, that keeps consumers safe, that keeps workers safe, but doesn't strangle the employers and the industries that are just trying to do the right thing all along. And when you really step back and look at the data and the studies, so often industry is leading in terms of all of these safety initiatives and these various, I don't want to say regulations, but practices that they undertake just on their own because it makes them more competitive. So we should really stop relying on government to lead in this respect. We really should take our cues from industry. And I feel very confident that if we just get out of the way, things will be okay.